From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 6, 2018. That music is an excerpt of Cockles and Mussels, a 19th century Irish song also called Molly Malone, whose lyrics are about a fish seller on the streets of Dublin, Ireland. That fish merchant would have been selling saltwater mussels, the kind of mussels with which beachgoers or restaurant diners may be familiar. Less familiar to many people, however, are freshwater mussels. This week, Virginia Water Radio begins a series on Virginia's freshwater mussels and efforts to restore the populations of these important filter-feeding components of aquatic environments. To begin, have a listen for about 25 seconds to Virginia's Clinch River and several guest voices calling out some mysterious descriptive names.
Deer toe.
Elk toe.
Rabbit's foot.
Appalachian monkey face.
Cumberland monkey face.
Purple warty back.
Spike.
Golden riffle shell.
Slipper shell.
Tennessee heel splitter.
Snuff box.
James spiny mussel.
Spectacle case.
You heard the common names of 13 species of freshwater mussels known from Virginia. Some are known from the Clinch and other rivers in the watershed of the Upper Tennessee River in southwestern Virginia, while others are from the Commonwealth's Atlantic slope rivers, such as the James. 10 of the species whose names you heard are listed as either federal or state endangered species. In fact, of 77 total freshwater mussel species known from Virginia, 3 have become extinct, and 39, or 51%, are currently listed as endangered or threatened at the federal or state level. That gives freshwater mussels by far the highest percentage of threatened or endangered species of any group in Virginia. Freshwater mussels are of interest not only because of this population status, but also because of their unusual life cycle and their ecological roles in rivers and other waters. To learn more about freshwater mussels and their biology, have a listen for about 2 minutes to Jess Jones, a mussel biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the director of the Freshwater Mollusk Conservation Center at Virginia Tech.
I'm often asked, what is a freshwater mussel? First of all, it's a mollusk, meaning it has a shell, and specifically it's a bivalve mollusk, meaning that it has two shells or valves. Second thing to know about freshwater mussels is that they live in freshwater environments, mainly in rivers and small streams, but they can also live in lakes. So they don't live in salty water like the Chesapeake Bay or the ocean. However, perhaps the most defining characteristic of freshwater mussels is that their babies or larvae need to use a fish as a host to reproduce. The female mussel tricks its fish host by using a lure, something the fish likes to eat. The fish eats what it thinks might be, say, a worm, and it gets a mouthful of mussel larvae, which then attach to the fish's gill. The larvae hitch a ride on the fish for a few weeks before they metamorphose or change to the juvenile stage and start growing into an adult on the river bottom. So the larvae stage uniquely defines freshwater mussels worldwide. It separates them from other bivalve mollusks in both marine and freshwater environments, in that they use a fish as a host to reproduce. The other interesting thing about freshwater mussels is that they're long-lived animals. They commonly live 20 to 30 years, but we've aged mussels in the Clinch River up to 80 years, for example, and there are other species in North America that can live more than 100. There's also a species in Europe, the European pearl shell, which is known to live to about 200 years. Because mussels have a complex life cycle and that they use a fish as a host and that they're very long-lived animals, it makes them vulnerable to a range of disturbances. In fact, freshwater mussels are the most endangered group of animals in North America. And for all of these reasons, freshwater mussels are interesting and important for conserving for the future.
Since 1994, Virginia Tech scientists and students have conducted activities to study mussels, grow them in culture, and restore them to locations in rivers in Virginia and Tennessee. That work has been done in cooperation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, and the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. And it's been supported by grants from the Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, and the states of Virginia and Tennessee. The next episodes in this series will examine those mussel propagation and restoration activities. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music, and thanks to several Virginia Tech co-workers for lending their voices to this episode. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.